I don't believe we can persist with a situation whereby women in crisis are risking their lives through the use of unregulated medicines. I believe this is a decision about whether we want to continue to stigmatize and criminalize our sisters, our co-workers and our friends.
That was Leo Varadkar, the Irish Prime Minister, when he announced a referendum on abortion during a press conference in Dublin on Monday evening. The pro-choice groups were carefully optimistic. The referendum that will take place in May is not a vote on whether or not abortion will be legalized, but it is about an amendment to the Constitution dating back to 1983, the Eighth Amendment, that recognizes the equal right to life of the mother and her unborn child. That amendment was approved by a referendum on September 7 of 1983. But, says Linda Cavan, a spokesperson for the abortion rights campaign, the result was that it only tightened the already strict anti-abortion laws, forcing women who wanted to do an abortion to go abroad.
Women have travelled to the UK. The UK have had abortion access since 1967. So women travel to the UK to get abortion access that they can't get in Ireland. But that's a costly procedure. The procedure itself costs about 800, even up to 2,000 euro. And then you have to travel, get childcare, get time off work. It can be a very lonely experience.
The referendum is now aimed at repealing this Eighth Amendment of the Constitution. Parliament then has to decide on it before it will be written into law. But these arguments don't hold ground with the pro-life groups who have been campaigning against this repeal. And Niamh Evrian, a spokesperson for the Save the AIDS pro-life campaign, says that she expects the referendum will reject the proposal to repeal the amendment.
When you look at how extreme and cruel this proposal is, like abortion for any reason to 12 weeks, right up to birth on vague health grounds, I think when people realise that reality, they're going to vote against it. There's a very strong pro-life culture here in Ireland. You can see already in the polls that support for repeal is slipping quite badly. It's only at 51% according to the latest poll. I think the more we get out there and talk to people, when their minds are focused on the reality of what this proposal means, we're going to see that the proposal will be defeated.
Edward Arnold, a political scientist with Trinity College in Dublin, thinks the vote can go either way.
It's a question of generation as well, and it's the rural and urban divide as well, which is significant, I think. And the people, the rural communities are more, I think there's the higher incidence of reticence to repeal than there would be in the urban areas. See, I think the one thing you're not talking about are the rights of the unborn child that these people seem to be very much attached to. It's not so much the right of the women to do that, it's the right of the unborn child to exist. And at what point does life begin, really, is a lot of their argument.
But he added that the influence of the Catholic Church, the traditional pillar of the anti-abortion movement, is waning as a result of sex scandals between priests and their parishioners, and the inaction of the church and the parishes to deal with these events, and that this loss of leverage may just tip the balance in favor of those who are pro-choice when it comes to abortion.